So, Martin, we're back into the swing of championship action once again. There is a full fixture list in round one to be played from this coming Friday through until Sunday evening. And I suppose we'll start with the two big games in round one. And they're going to play them on the first night, St Michael's against Glanswally, Bundoran against St Eunan's. The Bridges are feature game on Friday night, thrown in at 7:30. Probably the tie of the round. And is it a tight one to call, Martin?
Yeah, definitely. Very, very tight to call. Maybe just slight advantage St Michael's with home, having home advantage, which has to be a bit of a help. And I remember one of the last times they met in the championship, there was no score into the one goals during the game. One team didn't score in the first half and the other team didn't score in the second half, so that in football was fairly defensive and everything else. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's great, Oisin, that football's up and going again and that people can get to see it, you know. Particularly maybe the older generation, they live for football and live for going to watch teams training and maybe watching their club team training particularly and then going to watch big games. So it's great, first of all, that the football's back and really looking forward to it. It's a mouth-watering clash and the first round of it, because considering, you know, you have the four games to play in it, you need to, you know, it's very, very important to pick up points and pick them up early. So, yeah, toss of a coin how it'll go, but really looking forward to it. And hopefully it's a good evening on Friday evening. It'll be a good evening. And we'll have a brilliant match between two evenly matched teams, you'd feel.
Yeah, and I suppose, Martin, the fact that we haven't seen much football, we don't have a full league programme to base our preview on, so we don't really know who would be the forum teams and how the rest of the sides are all doing. It's a bit different this year, and I suppose it makes these games harder to call.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, there's no real form going into it. I know teams have played a fair bit of challenge games on top of the couple of games that they've had in the league and that there. But as you said, there's no real form going into it, so we don't really know. And you know, Glanswally normally don't carry form into matches anyway. That doesn't matter when it comes to championship. We know how good a championship team they are. And St Michael's, you know, is one of the teams probably that, I don't know, do they feel themselves that they left one behind them or two behind them when they were really there? But they're still knocking on the door. They're very, very hard to beat at the Bridge and everything else. So yeah, it's different this year. As people were saying, maybe there might be an easier championship one this year. I think big squads is going to make a big difference, because if you there's certain teams that maybe can afford to lose players, and then there's other teams that can't afford to lose players. So injuries and that's going to play a bearing, because the games are going to be played every week. So yeah, very, very hard to call. It seems very hard, but that's what makes it very, very interesting. And suppose the referees, you know, during the league there, they didn't have any umpires or linesmen. Now they're going to have umpires and linesmen with them, which will be a big help for them as well.
Yeah. That other game on Friday night sees St Eunan's make the trip to Bundoran. Bundoran will be disappointed with the results in a couple of their regional games, but we know what they're capable on their day, because we've seen them do it against Cador last year, Martin. They could cause problems for St Eunan's.
Oh yeah, definitely. And again, you know, looking at Eunan's, they're going away from home over to Bundoran. It's always a hard place to go in the championship, to go over there, and you know, the clash, as they say, of the Amber and Black, the two teams. And I just think that Eunan's are one of the favourites, you know, up there with, you know, Naoimh Connell, Gweedore and Kilcar as the four teams that everybody's talking about as being the favourites to win the championship. So, I mean, it's all about being able to perform in championship. It's not about performing in league or challenge games matter. It's being able to perform in the championship. So it's important for them to get a good start. I feel that they're the team maybe with the best squad of players in the county. They've got a lot of players, and that's going to make a big difference. So looking forward to see how they perform. They're going to need to be able to take a bit of pressure, particularly of Niall O'Donnell, having watched them last year. You know, they over-depended on Niall O'Donnell up front. I think, you know, maybe this year they've a better balance to their forward line, and they have young Shane O'Donnell, and I heard he played really, really well there in a challenge match they had, and he played well a couple of league games. So we know how good he is, and he's coming through, and that'll be three brothers probably playing for them on the team and everything else. So looking forward to seeing Eunan's, you know, the big game probably the following Friday's them and Kilcar in the championship. That'll tell us a lot about Eunan's at that stage, and about Kilcar, of course. But looking forward to seeing how they do. I still expect them to have too much power for Bundoran.
Yeah. Everybody is waiting to see how Naoimh Connell are going to perform in the championship as they defend their Dr. Maguire title. Milford are the opposition on Saturday. As things stand, as we record this, Martin, all activity at the Naoimh Connell club has been suspended, but we're taking it at the game. We'll go ahead at 2:30. At Davy Brennan Memorial Park. It's important for the champions to get off to a good start, is it?
Yeah, it is important to get off to a good start. They've been going very well in the league. They have a system of play they play, and if you even watch their underage teams play, and they play nearly the same system, it's right through the club. The reserve team play the exact same way as the senior team. They grind out teams and they get that result, and they're very, very good at the system they play. You feel at home that they're going to be too strong for Milford. Milford had a couple of very, very good years. I know they've Shan Paul Barrett back at the helm, and they're going to be, we know the level of fitness will be very high. It's taken them a while to get going, and they've a lot of injuries. They're still not a bad side. They've been knocking on the door, but it's a big test for them. And again, it's going to tell Shan Paul a lot about his team as championship game going down to Glenties to play them, or Niamh Connell to play them down there. So I expect Niamh Connell to have too much for them, and I expect Niamh Connell, the way they're going in the league and the way we hear they're going in challenge games and that, I just think they have a system. The team is very settled, and the big thing is that we saw last year in the championship and the games, especially against Gidor, they're starting to change their style a wee bit, where they're thumping high ball on top of the full back line, where they've got the big men, they've the big men in Gallagher and McGuinness inside there, and they've just changed their style a bit, which is a big advantage to them, which means they don't have to run every ball.
Yeah, you would expect Kilcar to come through against Termon. They will be seen as overwhelming favourites. You said about Milford, it's a good gauge for them against Niamh Connell. Is this a good gauge for Termon when they go in against Kilcar, Martin?
I think it is, Osh, and it knows your own home club and that, and I think they have a lot of young lads Termon playing. I think it's a good test going to Kilcar to play. Kilcar and Townie is always a good test, and Kilcar have a good record in Townie and the championship as well, so I just think it's a very good test. You expect Kilcar to come through. Now, Owen McHugh's a big miss to Kilcar, because he pulled his hamstring late on in the game against Kelly Beggs, where he's really playing well in a new position from the middle of the field, and he was going really, really well in that game. So again, we talked about losing quality players is a problem, when will Owen be back? We don't know yet that there. So he's a miss. Now, you expect Kilcar still to have enough to get over Termon. Again, as you said, it's a good test for Termon. They'll look at maybe finding out about themselves in this game, and they'll look at maybe trying to win other games thing. But I expect Kilcar to have too much for Termon, yes, Oshie.
Is Kelly Beggs against Glenfinn too tight to call? Kelly Beggs at home on Saturday evening?
Yeah, it's a difficult game to call, but Killy Beggs had a very good one last weekend against Niamh Clumba without Q McFadden. And I mean, if you watched the game in Townie between Killy Beggs and Kilcar, which I was at, you'd feel that without Q McFadden, they weren't going to get enough scores. So, they got other players to come to the mark, and that was good. It was actually good for them to end up playing without Q and in the middle of the field. And Owen Bann had a big game at centre half back, and suppose that's one of the great things of the games I've watched, Oisin. I've just saying that the county players are shining, and it's great to see that. That's one thing. Times there we used to go to county matches, be doing games, you wouldn't know the county footballers, but what I'm hearing from all games, the county players are shining. The level that the work they've done on their own and everything else, the level they're at. So I think Q McFadden will probably be back this weekend. That would, you think, give the advantage to Kelly Beggs, but it is a hard one to call. Glenfinn are a brilliant championship team, and they're very, very hard to beat in championship. I still think that Kelly Beggs, with young lads coming through, I know McSharry scored 1-7, I think it was last weekend, from centre forward, so I think they've got these young lads coming through. That's taking a bit of pressure off Owen Bann and Q. I know Frank McGlynn is still going well for Glenfinn. Glenfinn, good championship team. I still think it's an important game. I think it's a big game for Kelly Beggs, and I think if they're going to move on and get up there, up behind the big fours, we say, I think if they're going to be classed as being there, they have to win these games. I expect Kelly Beggs to win it.
Gidor also on the road at the weekend on Sunday. That's the first game on Sunday. They're going to Donegal Town against Four Masters. Again, you would expect Gidor to be comfortable winners in this. There's a bit of change around Maverick Allen. Michael Boyle is gone. Are Gidor going to be the threat that we've seen them be in the past, Martin?
I still think the Wolves, from the point of view of experience they have and everything else, and if they get the Michael Lynch affair sorted out and sorted out quickly, I know they're appealing that there and everything else, Ulster or whatever, so that's one thing, they need to get that sorted out. And I know Oran McNeilis is back, and that's a big, big plus for them. They thought maybe at the start of the year that he wasn't going to be about, so it's good that from their point of view that he's about. For Masters have been very disappointing so far, and I think it's Niamh Alton that beat them, their neighbours, Niamh Alton on one side and Niamh Breach on the other side. There was a time they wouldn't be beaten by them team, so just shows you where they're at. I know I watched them, the 14 team last weekend in a challenge game against Niamh Connell, and they were very, very impressive, so they're putting a lot of work in Four Masters underage level, and it's going to take a while before them players coming through, but they are working out. They have a very, very young team, so I mean the situation is with them that they're just hoping to put up a good performance against Gidor. That's what you'd feel. But Gidor, a very, very strong championship team physically, of all the big teams, and they're the most physical team, the biggest physical team in it, and conditions, with it being played a wee bit later, could suit them more than and other teams. I think they're hurting from last year, big time. Hurting. They're hurting a lot from last year, and that hurt has to help. You know, that's sometimes you have to lose 1-1, and times you have to, you know, when they got three chances last year and didn't get over the line, so that's hurting them a lot. And I think that could help them. How they're going in training and everything else, I don't know. I heard they played Mahery in a challenge game last weekend. It was brilliant. I think it ended in a draw, a very good game of football. So they're putting in a lot of work behind the scenes and everything else. And I know they're covering other. They had some part of the management at the Kilcare-Killybegs game as well. So yeah, I think they're going to be hard to beat this year and everything else. We'll know more about them. We see more, as you said early on, more about them. I expect them to have a comfortable enough one against Four Masters.
Yeah. St Nolls are hosting Dunloe also on Sunday in the second game. Not a bad fixture for St Nolls, who are coming up as intermediate champions to start the senior campaign, Martin.
Yeah, it is. It's a good fixture for them, you know, starting off at home as well. And we know they're always very, very hard to beat up there. And they were my own club man, Barry Doherty, now is up managing them. We managed Kilcare to win the championship in 2017. Yeah, it's a big game. And again, a big game for both teams, because to avoid being, you know, them teams being in the relegation battles and everything else, they are the kind of games you have to win, because you've avoided meeting some of the bigger teams. So when you get that chance, you've got to win it. So it becomes a very, very important game for a different reason than the teams that's going to be looking at one in the Dr. Maguire. This is a different thing. You're staying out of that relegation battle and everything else. So this is a big game for both teams. Maybe just home advantage. And Padder Morgan is really going well, and Brendan McCall playing really, really well. And Morgan has taken a bit of pressure of Stephen Griffin, getting scores for them. So I expect maybe with Padder Morgan going well, St. Nolls to win that.
Yeah. The last game of the weekend, McCool's hosting Ardragh. McCool's will be looking for Oisin Gallen to go well if they're to come away with a win and start with a victory.
Yeah, it's like going back to St. Nolls. If you know, the one thing everybody needs is a good scoring forward. You need at least one at club level. You need two or three at county level. And Oisin Gallen's given McCool something they didn't have. They were depending on Marty Riley, who was maybe a natural back as much as a forward, to get the scores and that there. So taking the pressure off Marty Riley is a big thing. And they've had a great start. They've beaten their neighbours Glenfinnan in a real local derby. Paul Rouse, who I know from my Jordanstown time, a brilliant fellow who knows his football, well organised and good trainer, doing really, really well with them. And they went over and beat Bundoran over in Bundoran last weekend. A lot of people expected Bundoran to win that. So great start for McCool's. We've always known about the talent that they have and McCool's. And as I said, a good start. Oisin Gallen, big help to have that forward this quality forward can get scores. So again, it's a big match. It's a really, really big match. It's a hard enough game to call. You wouldn't know, just it could be a toss of a coin. I wouldn't rule out McCool's.
Yeah. So then we're back playing football. Martin, we're all excited about it. We've waited a long time, and I suppose we're hoping that these matches all step up to the billing that we're giving them this weekend.
Yeah, I hope so, Oisin. And I mean, everybody's looking forward to seeing football again, especially to see championship. It's all, people used to say, it's all about championship. That's what football's all about, the championship. So it's great. We've got it up and going. Some teams have only had one game in the league. They've had challenge games and everything else. Other teams are a couple of games. So you won't know. They won't know a lot about themselves. The management, that won't know a lot about them. So there's a lot of question marks to be answered this weekend. So that's why it's exciting. It's exciting times. Hopefully the weather is good. That's the important thing, that the weather's good for the games and everybody enjoys them. And you know that we have no hiccups. That's the important thing. Yeah, big weekend for everybody, for referees, they're refereeing it, for clubs getting involved and keeping things right and all that there. But look, we're really looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the game on the bridge on Friday night. Yeah.
So the championship starts this coming weekend. The final will be the last Sunday in September. Fingers crossed we get through all the rounds okay into the knockout stages after that. Martin, if I was to ask you this early out, who do you think is going to lift the Dr. Maguire? I'll ask you the same question come the end of the championship, but who do you think?
Man, Oisin, it's a difficult one. We don't know. I you know, we have there's the big four there we talked about, and make a case for every single one of them. Neve Connell's going to be hard to beat, the way they play and with the system they have and everything else, and the quality of players they have, everything else. You know, Guidoor, as I said, with Owen McNeilis back and that there, and get the Michael Lynch thing sorted out, their physical power makes a difference. They have a lot of quality. Kilcare have a lot of quality in Kilcare as well. A lot of quality players. Maybe not going as well as they would like to go at the minute, but they have a lot of quality. So, three, and then you have St. Junans. And we don't know enough about St. Junans, but I think the big thing this year is going to be having a squad of players. And I do think that St. Junans have the strongest squad of players. They can afford to maybe lose players. And they have, you know, we know how good Sean Patton is. A goalkeeper is very important, and they have a top goalkeeper in Ireland Gold. So look at, I'm not going to say we're going to put pressure on St. Junans. I just think that the squad of players make a difference. And I think maybe this is St Union's year. We need them coming to the table. They've been there in the big four this last lot of years. They haven't even contested a final. I think this is the time for St Union's to come good, and the vibes coming out of it, that management's very happy, the players are very happy, everybody's happy. Now let's see them perform on the field. I'm going to have a sneaking feeling, put a wee bet on St Union's.
Okay, good man. Mark McHugh, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the championship.
Thanks, Oisín.